Okay, thank you, Your Honor. It's nice meeting you, Your Honors. Sparker, Paris, and Honor Laferty. Thank you so much for the chance, opportunity to argue my arguments. And I want to start saying that my arguments, oral arguments, is twofold. One is in regard to the aromatic stay in my case, and the second is regarding the properties involved in my case. I'm going to start with the regarding the stay, the automatic stay on my case. It was a motion to relieve the stay filed for the opposing party, creditor RCPE, represented by Mr. Sevan Georgianian, which I consider that it was not proper because that refers to another property, which is in my case, property that belongs to Mr. Javier Jimenez, with whom I have an agreement regarding the property. We want to do a development on the property in the future once we save it from the fear about being foreclosed by RCPE creditor, who's claiming 501 truthful claim that I consider that is not allowable by the court, even though trustee chapter allowed.
Excuse me, Judge Lafferty, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Rivera, let me ask you a question. You know, relief from stay is really almost entirely procedural. It's not going to get at the merits of a question most of the time. It's just the question of, you know, if there is something to be decided here, is there a reason why the bankruptcy code should prevent that decision from happening? So, I mean, I think we'll get to the ambiguities as to what interest you did or didn't have in this property, but what could be wrong about a court saying, look, if there's a question here, go figure it out. Relief from stay is appropriate.
Yes, I understand you don't know what you're saying. My point of view is that basically because I was discharged from my debts, which the Honorable Chapter 13 trustee, Mr. Pringle, decided to give me the discharge. Although one of the purposes of my filing that case is because I'm going to file void the claim on my property, I filed this Chapter 7 on September 9, 2019. And I had the property, Mr. Jimenez's property, to protect it from foreclosing by RCP creditor, who is not a real claimant.
Well, let me stop you then. Do you actually own any interest in Mr. Jimenez's property? I thought you told the bankruptcy court you did not.
I do not, Your Honor.
So why did you list this property in your bankruptcy case?
Well, just to protect it from the intentions of foreclosing without respect to the bankruptcy code.
Well, you know, the problem is that's illegal. I mean, claiming you own property you don't really own in a bankruptcy case is illegal on any number of levels. For if nothing else, it's perjury because you don't actually own the property.
I understand that thing. I already filed a quick, gave Mr. Jimenez a quick claim and deed on the property. I have no interest more than protect the property for the future development that we are in partnership to do.
But you know, let me follow up on Judge Ferris's point. You were deeply involved in the Jimenez case, right? And in that case, somebody went to a bankruptcy judge to talk about these issues. That bankruptcy judge made a ruling. That ruling got appealed. I remember very directly you being at a BAP argument where I was on the panel with...
I understand. I remember that, Your Honor.
And you admitted there, yeah, I have an interest in this. And, you know, I mean, how is any of that appropriate? I mean, there was a full opportunity to litigate and argue about all the issues, right, Mr. Jimenez writes, in his case. And that happened.
And all of this is the interest that Mr. Jimenez has on his own property, which is being and trying to be foreclosed by a claimant that
was squarely in front of the bankruptcy court, and the bankruptcy court made a decision about that, correct?
Yeah, well, in that regard, as you say on your opinion, which was published, that you have jurisdictional issue regarding the stay. And I understand that, and I do appreciate that, because that concerns about my property too, the automatic stay. It's your decision about the jurisdictional issue regarding the protection. And until now, until this meeting, the properties are protected because the jurisdictional issue that you have power on, the panel has the power on controlling that you decide before. On Jimenez's case.
Well, no. Let me correct you. We're an appellate panel. The bankruptcy court made a reasoned decision.
Okay.
We agreed with part of it. We didn't agree with another part.
Yeah, but
we affirmed what the bankruptcy court did. But there was a full opportunity in front of the bankruptcy court to make these arguments, wasn't there?
Yes, of course. I understand. I appreciate that you say that when you did your opinion. Your opinion has a lot of points whereby RCP creditor didn't really move a finger to claim the property when the Jimenez did. The full judgment with the same judge, Mrs. Honorable.
But judge, you can't challenge, it's just not proper to challenge that by filing a bankruptcy case and then pretending that you have an interest in the property, which you've just told us you don't.
I mean,
there may be problems, but you can't challenge it by basically starting off with a lie.
I didn't pretend because my interest is about building a 4 or 6 units project that with the Jimenez, where I'm going to, as a real estate broker, as a real estate developer, I will make money. And
I have no ownership interest.
That's not, yeah.
Do you have an ownership interest in that property?
I do not right now, sir. Your Honor.
So there was mention of a quit claim deed. There is no quit claim deed.
I did a quit claim deed already, so I don't have no interest on the property.
You did a quit claim deed to whom?
Well, Mr. Jimenez had me on the title, and now I signed a quit claim deed, which is ready to be filed, but it's not filed yet with the County Record of Los Angeles.
All of this is not good.
Well, it might not be good to you in the way you look from your perspective, but that's the reason why I'm arguing here with you today. And in order to protect this property, because the claimant, RCPE, one, filed a 501, which is not complete. It is not, should not be acceptable by the bankruptcy court. And the trustee, the chapter 13 trustee, they didn't look at all the information that it is not acceptable from the point of the public point of view, which I am the public, Mr. Jimenez is the public, and this is the reason why this argument. That claim is not acceptable in the court of law, is not good, it's not true. All the assignments and paperwork and corporate assignments are fabricated and not true. I am arguing now on the second point of this argument. My first argument about the stay, the judge relieved the stay. But basically, when you have a discharge on the debts, there's no stay. So what is the controversy there? I don't understand. I still leave that issue as your jurisdiction, because you are the power of the land, you are the law, and you have the decision about whether a property is protected. And at this point, the system, Department of Justice, judicial system, protects the property for the public. That's what the system is made for about. It's a constitutional right. And this is my argument right now about that. If I make clear about RCP creditor has a claim that is not, should not be allowed, and it should have been reviewed constantly and properly by the Chapter 13 trustee and by the bankruptcy court, the Honorable Judge Tursolo, that is not a complete claim. Now, regarding again about the stay, where the Bonser recall say that the debts are discharged and there is no stay, how can the judge relieve the stay if there's no stay?
Mr. Rivera, I've forgotten how much time you said you wanted to reserve. How much time did you want to reserve? We have about 5 minutes left.
Three minutes.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting. Please go ahead.
Well, just want to say the last part is that we discussed this. I discussed this with Mr. Andrew Subia, who is the agent for RCT Creditor, regarding having a receipt about that debt that he's claiming. And he is sending a letter, which I never filed because I didn't think it was necessary, but I have a copy of it, and he never responds. So my last point in this argument is about that, that he has a receipt for that debt that he is claiming. If we got a receipt, if Mr. Jimenez received a receipt for that debt, we will refinance the property and we'll pay him back. But until this point, there is no receipt on the claim. We don't believe the claim, and we're going to fight this claim all the way until the end, until we see the truth. Regarding the stay, as I'm saying, with all my respect to you, honorable panel of the bankruptcy, of course, I leave that jurisdictional issue up to you, because I believe that the constitutional right, with all due respect to the United States of America, I'm of that right to protect my property, my own property, for which I filed this case. I never filed this case before. Property into my case before I filed the case. The case I filed on my own recognition, on my own rights, on my own wish to protect my property for the issues that I have with my lender.
I'm sorry, but you have about 3 minutes left. If you want to stop and reserve, you can stop now.
I will stop there, and I hope that I'm clear with all of the things that I'm arguing here regarding the two counties in my case.
Thank you.
Donald, I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. We'll come back to you.
Thank you.
I hope I don't mangle your name. Mr. Gorginian?
That is right, Judge Ferris. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Good morning, Your Honors, and may it please the court. I'm very honored to be here. I think we have a full, I have my students also watching, so I'm very honored to be here. Your Honor, we're back here on appeal, this time with Mr. Rivera. I think the issues are pretty simple. To begin, I think there is a standing issue, and I know this was not raised in the brief, but I would like to just quickly raise it as far as standing. The appellant must have some pecuniary interest in the property in order to have standing to appeal. He doesn't. Plain and simple.
Tell me, counsel, that's an interesting point, but I've looked over the record. I've listened to oral argument. I can't tell what interest Mr. Rivera has had, may have, will have.
Right.
But there was something there that implicated the stay. So it doesn't it necessarily follow that if whatever interest he had that implicated the stay, it has been affected and therefore is a person aggrieved?
Yes, Your Honor. That is a good point. So the interest that, to begin, I don't think he has any interest. Okay.
Where is it in the record, though? I mean, unfortunately, the briefing makes statements back and forth, but there's nothing in the record to establish, nor has it been essentially or conclusively ruled on by the bankruptcy court.
Right. So the bankruptcy court, Judge Klein, has granted relief from stay under D1 and D4, similar to Judge Zerzolo in prior Mr. Jimenez's case. We're here to seek a affirmance under D1 and also D4. And I remember the issue we had under D4 last time is I remember Judge Taylor saying, what was the scheme? You know, we need more evidence, you know. And I hope at this time that we have shown the scheme, you know, with Mr. Rivera's own testimony and his own statements made, is Mr. Javier Jimenez filed 3 bankruptcy cases to preclude my client from getting the property. The outstanding balance as of today is about $302,000. The loan matured in 2018, I believe. So this, after 3 attempts by Mr. Jimenez, he transferred some interest to Mr. Rivera, and now he filed this case. I think this is a blatant attempt to delay until the real estate market crashes, and then we can try to do a land motion. So I think that is bad faith. I think his oral arguments today exemplify that he has no interest. So as far as D1, I don't think the appellant has shown that the lower court has abused his discretion to grant D1. As far as D4.
And that's for cause, right? That's for the transfer?
Yes, Judge Lafferty. That's for cause, not just for the transfer, Your Honor.
Right.
Okay. Includes a lack of insurance, no payments,
and
all that. So, and look, I understand Mr. Rivera's pro se. I understand Mr. Jimenez's pro se. You know, we have made several attempts to explain how the deeds are transferred. I have personally shown them right before the motion for relief hearing. Here are the corporate transfers. This is why my client has standing. And after the last BAP hearing, we went outside, we sat down, we attempted to negotiate a payoff. And my client is willing to take a lower amount. Okay, so, and right now with the interest rates, I think it's in their best effort. So, you know, I know Mr. Rivera might, you know, wants to show we're this big bad wolf, but we're not, you know, so nobody wants to foreclose, especially nowadays. But my client is nonetheless entitled to receive something, you know, even a monthly payment. So as far as D1, we respectfully ask the panel to affirm Judge Klein's order, and including D4, I believe, you know, we have shown enough evidence. I understand the transcript and the evidence might be still bare, but based on the testimony and the evidence, I think there is a scheme to defraud. So that's it, Your Honor.
Okay. Any further questions from the panel?
Thank you. Good.
All right, Mr. Rivera, you have about, let's see, you have about 2.5 minutes left. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. It will be no interest in the property of Mr. Jimenez. My interest is about having the chance, the opportunity to build with him or develop the area. The area is all buildings, income property producing, and Mr. Jimenez is the only property there that is an old house that we're going to have the chance for him to get the funds and then and do the project. Regarding the filing of the states, Mr. Andrew Subia filed the two states that the orders to release the states with the county recorder. The one first that they he has with the Honorable Mr. Sursolo, Judge Sursolo, that was reversed. That has no value. And they filed the one that they have against my case. It is being argued, so that filing was unnecessary. Why they do that? They do it because with the purpose that they want to foreclose. Mr. Sevan Georginian claimed that they have no interest in foreclosing. I don't believe that. And that's the fear why we put that property in my case, because Mr. Jimenez don't want to be filing cases, embargo cases. And the three cases that he did before, it was in the period of 10 years. There is no intention of fraud from them, from him, Mr. Jimenez and Mrs. Julieta Jimenez. Therefore, I rebuttal that statement that Mr. Jordanian said regarding they don't want to foreclose. They will do if they have the chance, but they haven't had the chance now. Thank God for that, and thank God for the system of the Department of Justice, the judicial system in the United States, because that's an interest for the people or the American people like me or Mr. Jimenez. Take care of that, take advantage of that system, because it's a right that we have. Now, the Barbie cases, as I say, Mr. Jimenez only filed three cases in 10 years. There is not commitment of fraud, and there's no intention or defraud the creditors. We believe that creditor is not a real creditor. The claim that they file is not a complete claim. It's not accurate. All the assignments and trust deeds that they tried to present to the court, they were not checked. Those are fabricated. The dates doesn't fit to what happened. In 2000, September 11, the Honorable Judge claim. Ordered a default judgment, and RCPE, which in that time the creditor was LBL Trading Company.
Okay, excuse me, Mr. Rivera, thank you very much. Your time is up.
Okay.
We understand your argument.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you so much, panel of the bar.
Okay, thank you very much. The matter is submitted.
Thank you.
Thank you.